Moving on. Brings us to.
I can take.
Thank you.
Correct. Depredations. We'll have John Canta present the background on this and then the resolution for your consideration. John?
Yeah, thank you, Tom. And thank you, Mr. Chair. I didn't think Chad was ever going to let me talk. And actually, if I could just take a minute, I want to thank Chad. He does put a lot of work into these action sheets and putting this information together. And Commissioner Whitmire, you commented on the information that's included. Well, Chad leads the charge and all that, make sure to put all that in front of you guys. So I do want to thank him for all of his hard work with these and then presenting them to you. But let's jump to, so it's going to be page 76 in your book. And if I could, I want to take 5 minutes or less here to allow Mike Blazowski, our regional supervisor out west here, to give you just a quick depredation update, what we've dealt with for winter depredation. That'll be a real nice lead into this this next proposal.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, John. I'll definitely make it quick. Good afternoon, Commission members, Secretary Roebling, Mike Blazowski, Regional Wildlife Supervisor, out of the Rapid Office. Just going to provide you, as John mentioned, a quick update on winter depredation. This last year, our staff geared up for another harsh South Dakota winter. Of course, our primary goal is to reduce producers' damage, to store feed supplies, as well as providing great customer service. Staff prep panels, short-stop feeding supplies, stackyard supplies, as well as getting our depredation hunt information online. Happy to report the weather across the state this last year was very good, as we all know. Winter of 2021 was very mild, border to border, above average temperatures, below average snowfall, and as staff know, our indication for requests for service really relies heavily on snowfall as well as sub-zero temperatures as a main factor that drive up those requests for service. Extended forecast looks really good. That's also excellent news as well. Looking at the northeast part of the state, just to give you guys kind of an example or give you an idea of how an open winter really helps with requests for service in terms of producers not experiencing that wildlife depredation and that damage. This year, at this time, we're at roughly, in the northeast part of the state, we're at roughly 16 requests for service. Last year, at this time, we had roughly about 118. If everybody remembers, last winter was a little bit rough, especially up in that northeast part of the state. Moving down to the southeast part of the state, we're currently at 10. Last year at this time, we are at 39. Missouri River Corridor, we are currently at 17 requests for service. Last year it was at 28. And moving on to the west, this year we are roughly about right in line with where we were at last year at 64. Looking at all those numbers for requests for service from 2020 to 2021, it was roughly about 133% decline in requests for service. Concerns and issues that staff brought up when I asked them this question, really one of the only issues that they've been having with the good weather is, of course, difficulties in finding ammo and some equipment, of course. With COVID rearing its ugly head, it has definitely made some of those tasks more difficult. Real quick on predator control update, again, another very busy year. As you guys know, our primary focus for our wildlife damage specialist staff from February 1st to June 15th is to mitigate livestock loss and provide excellent customer service. We had quite a number of aerial service around the state this year with our planes flying for predator control. We had a couple different U.S. Department of Agriculture Wildlife Service planes. Had a couple contract pilots, as you know, with our enhanced predator control. We added 300 hours both for the entire state for those contract pilots to assist with some of our predator control efforts. Had about a half a dozen predator control districts all active, multiple permitted pilots. So, again, a very busy winter so far with our aerial services. The mild winter certainly has slowed down some of our aerial services. We've had times where we've had extended periods of fog. We've had times where we had a little bit, about a two-week stint of sub-zero weather that slowed things down a little bit. But overall, everybody's out there operating and assisting producers Of course, that mild winter also helps out with some of our trapping operations on the ground. So, of course, traps, snares, M44s, vehicle access to some of those remote areas to assist with predator removal. So, overall, extensive effort. And with that, I'll take any questions you might have.
Thanks, Mike. I think I'll just keep chiming along here, and then we can take questions at the end. That was a great lead-in into this next proposal, and that's depredation pool hunts. These pool hunts are one of the tools in the tool bag for our wildlife damage staff, and I will say that we kind of use them as a last resort. We prefer to issue out licenses and use the regular season to control numbers of big game species, but certainly if we're having a hard winter and lots of damage, and we're struggling to find solutions, a depredation pool hunt can be a great tool to implement on the ground to help those landowners, producers out, and get our staff through the winter to a point where we can start talking to them about things like stackyards and other more permanent solutions. But again, we prefer to try to come to you folks and issue out licenses in the regular season versus using a pool hunt, so we do use it kind of as a last resort. You can see on page 76 there's some of the different requirements, restrictions with pool hunts. I'm not going to go through all of these, but I do want to touch on a few. The season dates for an elk depredation pool hunt, we can run those anytime outside of a regular season in those areas with elk units. And then for other big game animals, it's August 15th through the end of March of the following year is the date that we can run these pool hunts. They're open to residents only. What individuals would do is we open up a online registration system starting December 1st, and we run that for the month of December. They put their names in the hat. We put them on a list, and then if we do initiate a pool hunt, that list is randomized, and our staff pull from that list to find hunters to send them out on these pool hunts. We do work with landowners that are eligible to issue out licenses if they so choose. So in regards to the elk depredation pool hunts, that doesn't affect their preference, and this is a whole separate pool of hunters from the regular season, regular elk season, and so we treat it completely separate. With that, we aren't recommending any changes to rule here for depredation permits or depredation pool hunts, but in statute and rule, it does dictate that the commission, in order for us to have these pool hunts, has to grant authority to the department secretary by resolution so that that the secretary can issue out these pool hunts. And so anytime we do want to have a pool hunt, that's exactly what we do, is fill out a form, put the pertinent information on that, and then submit that up through the chain of command to the department secretary for final approval. Once we get that approval, we go ahead and do that randomized list and initiate that pool hunt. But as I mentioned, if you all are in agreement, no change to the rule, but we do need to pass a resolution. And in this case, we're asking for that resolution to be valid for the next 3 years. Depredation pool hunts are on the commission schedule every 3 years. So this would take us through the years, calendar years 2021, 2022, and 2023. That resolution is on page 78 in your commission booklet. I won't read through all of that. It's pretty standard language, and as I mentioned, it'll be for the next 3 years here. So with that, Mike and I could take any questions that you all may have.
Okay, thank you. John, how many people on average register for these depredation hunts?
Yeah, good question. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't have the exact number in front of me, and they have the opportunity to register for different counties and for deer and elk, but it's several hundred that register every year in obviously select varying counties and places to hunt, but we get plenty of folks, let's put it that way.
Okay, and these depredation hunts can include both antlerless as well as antlered animals?
Mr. Chair, yes, that is possible, but I will tell you that almost all of the time we focus on antlerless animals. Now, that the time of year where we typically hold these pool hunts, Most of the time deer have shed their antlers, and so even though you're talking about antlerless animals, we do see in some cases shed antlered bucks that are harvested. You are granting the authority for antlered or antlerless animals, but in almost all cases, we focus on those antlerless animals.
Okay, thank you. Any additional questions or comments from the commission? Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion to approve.
Move to
approve. Second. Moved and seconded. Thank you. Any further comments or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.